And this portion of our Spotlight on Wellington is brought to you by Linden's Propane. In partnership with the American Breast Cancer Foundation, Linden's Propane has wrapped one of their delivery trucks in pink and white. So be on the lookout for Pinky. Frank Edwards from Linden's Propane joins us. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. All right. I tell you, it's a beautiful day out here in Wellington, Ohio. Sun's out and just absolutely excited you guys have allowed me to come here and talk a little bit.
Yeah, well, I suppose that your drivers like weather like this. They can, when they're making their deliveries, they have just nice roads to get to and no problem when they get out of the truck and having to fill up the tanks. They like nice weather like this.
Yeah, they absolutely do. You know, you can come out here and wear comfortable clothing in such beautiful weather, and it doesn't even seem like work. You get out there and they get to talk to the customers and have a good relationship with them, and no better time to do it than in the sun.
So let's talk about Pinky. How did this come about to wrap one of your trucks in this pink and white?
You know, Pinky, it was an idea that we put together about a year ago, and we started to look into it because when you look at the ABCF, the American Breast Cancer Foundation, they have a wonderful amount of information on site, and I learned that 1 in 8 women are affected by this. And I started thinking about that one day. I said to myself, I've got my wonderful mother, my beautiful wife, my sister-in-law, my daughter, my mother-in-law, and 3 of the ladies at work, and I counted 8. And I said to myself, one person here may be affected by this or more. And what can we do to help? What can we do? And we started talking to the American Breast Cancer Foundation, and we decided to partner with them so that not only do proceeds from our sales go towards this, so we're good stewards of our money, but we want to be good stewards as far as how we support people. Because what I have found is you need a really good supporting cast when you're affected by this, whether it's you or your family member, you need support. So we want to support not only financially, but emotionally, and be there and support these people that are going through this. And just know that you're not in it alone. There are a lot of people across the United States and across the world that are affected by this. So we decided to wrap the bobtail and give a percentage of our proceeds towards this, and then we'll continue this relationship with them, and throughout the year go to different events and just help support it the best way we can.
What does it look like? Tell me the wrap, or how does it, if someone to see, would they, I guess if they see it, they'd know it, right?
When you see this truck, it's not your ordinary truck that's maybe dark blue or just white. It's pink, and you pick her out real quick. It's got the logo for the American Breast Cancer Foundation. Of course, it has our name and information on it, but when you see that big truck, it's a Freightliner coming down the road, and it's pink, you know in your heart that's something good because it is for a great cause.
Beside the cause, and I understand that, what was it like when you told the driver, that's your vehicle right over there, that's the one you're driving today?
You know, I was really surprised by the amount of drivers that wanted to drive it, and not just because it's a new truck, because everybody thinks, oh, it's a new truck, but so many of our men that are driving for us said, I would be honored to do that. I will proudly wear that on my vest. And we have even produced shirts for the men, polos for breast cancer awareness. So it's something they're proud of, and they're glad to say that, yes, not only do I, but my business supports this wonderful foundation.
They don't have pink shoes like they did in the Major League Baseball I saw the other day when they do that. They really go all out in some of that, but it's sort of a way the men who have women in their life, this is a way for them to, you know, show the support that they have for something like this. Talk about, I guess, if people see this truck, I guess there's something that you've got a little contest.
Oh, it's a wonderful contest. We have a spot Pinky out there. So if you happen to see Pinky, you can hit us up on our Facebook. You can hit up WEOL on their Facebook. You can call us, say where and when you seen Pinky, and you will be entered into a prize for a grill at the end of the season. So sometime in October, we'll be pulling a name, and someone will win a nice propane grill that we'll provide the grill and the fill for it. So there's a lot of incentive when you see that, not only to warm your heart, but also call in and get a chance to win a propane grill.
What else is new at Linden's Propane this summer?
You know, we've got a lot of great stuff coming up. We've got a classic car show that's coming up that we're going to host. We have our annual customer appreciation day that we're going to have. And last year, when you have 700 to 800 people show up for something, it's a wonderful feeling to thank the customers because they gave us a chance to provide them a service. They could have went anywhere, but they came to us, and that means a lot to us. So we have the chance to serve them and treat them like the good customers they are, and we appreciate that. So we've got a few of those things, and we also have Tanks for Teachers going on right now. So this month, all the way through August 31st, any teacher in the area that comes by, they get a $5 fill-up on their grill cylinder. And it's as many as you want. So have all the teachers get together, bring them up, we'll fill all of them for $5. That's our way of saying thank you for leading the next generation that are teaching them the education that they need. They're giving it to them. We are thanking them for that. And it's just another way that we want to give back to the community and all members of the society.
Well, you are a big part of the community, and you're the ones that provide the fuels for the people that obviously need it in an area like this, in a rural area where propane is usually the source that they have. Where is that industry going these days? Are more people continuing to use propane? Do they use this as backup generators based on previous issues with other power sources? How do you see that going for
That's a great industry? Question, because the residential home heating pie as a whole is shrinking due to the fact of homes are more efficient, they're insulated better, the appliances are more efficient, you have smart monitors on a lot of items that will increase the heat as you need it and decrease it when you don't. So the actual usage is going down, but it's increasing through other avenues. The autogas, which propels vehicles, there's several fleets out there that run on propane. It is a clean fuel, it's a green fuel, it's very economical, it's very powerful, and matter of fact, Pinky runs on propane, much of our fleet runs on propane, pickup trucks run on propane. We have our own domestic product being used here that is just a wonderful source or other avenue for propane. We have lights, we have patio heaters, we have mosquito repellents that are powered off of propane. So there's a lot of different avenues that propane has moved into instead of just the traditional residential home heating.
So it's more than just sort of filling up a tank. There's all other different types of items, units that are using propane these days.
There are a tremendous amount, and if you get on our website at www.lindenspropane.com, you can learn other avenues. You can also call us. We love hearing from people. If you're not a customer, that's okay. We'll still educate you, and we'd love to serve you. And if you are a customer, great. Call in and talk. We want to see how you're doing and update you and give you the information to expand the awareness of propane.
And also be on the lookout for Pinky, the big pink truck wrapped up to benefit the American Breast Cancer Foundation. Our guest today, Frank Edwards with Linden's Propane. Thanks again for stopping in and sharing this great information and what you do with the community. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Bruce, and thank you, Craig. And lastly, I wanted to let you know that we have a wall of life at our office, and any of the breast cancer survivors or family that wants to come in and sign this wall, we have a big portrait around it, and we just want to gather names so that we can support you and you can support each other. So God bless.
Sounds great. Appreciate your time this morning.